Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Our buddy on game day.
Yes.
Joins us right now on the fan hotline. He's Mr. Tyvus Powell. Hello, Tyvus.
Hello, gentlemen. How's it going?
Sunshine.
Isn't it nice to have a victory Monday?
Nobody's calling and complaining about a thing so far.
Oh, that's not what I heard. I heard it was about the offense.
Well, but the complaining has been minimal. That's as opposed to most
but
Mondays.
I got to say, the complaining is off the hook, like shake my head stuff all day that I've heard here today. So, hey, when we left the postgame show, what was our final thoughts, final talk?
I said that they needed to take care of the football.
Yep.
I said that they needed to eliminate explosive plays on defense.
Yes.
I said that they have to get a takeaway. And did I mention special teams?
No, we talked about winning, about how sometimes in the NFL, everything seems like it's against you, and then you win. And guess what? And you were very optimistic about it yesterday. I don't know if I'm refreshing your memory. This was the end of the pregame show. I don't know if I made that clear.
I was saying that this is like, you know, we're at that point where nobody expects them to win. So this would be every year you win a game that you're not supposed to, and you lose a game you're not supposed to. So this could be one of those.
All right, so hopefully we've experienced both between Cincinnati and yesterday, and now they can go out and help out the defense and score some points.
Those are out of the way now, right?
Yes.
You would think, but it's a long season, so we'll see.
Okay, let's start with the positive here. How has the defense done the job it's done so far against three really good offenses?
Honestly, I just think it speaks to the culture, and that culture was set 2 years ago. You know, when Jim Schwartz first got here and how that defense was. Last year, I think what happened last year is that they got fatigued because they were out on the field so much. But coming into this past offseason, I think what it was, the message got switched from let's embrace it. You know, anytime we got a chance to be out on the field, let's embrace that. Let's be great. And I think that just the defense has really taken on that challenge to trying to be great. As many times, no matter how many times they got to be set out on their field, their job is to stop them, all right? And then what I love is that they took matters into their own hand. They seen that the offense was struggling, and they didn't want this game to get away from them. So they find a way to get that pick and take it all the way down to the five.
You just talked about the defense being out on the field too much. I almost think the defense willed the offense yesterday in watching that because – you know, in the first two games, the Browns won time of possession, but lost the games, both games. Yesterday, the defense was out there almost 10 minutes more than the offense was, 34-14 to 25-46. And, you know, you talk about being able to win through defense. I just don't know how many games you can have like that when the defense is out there 10 minutes more than the offense is.
Well, I mean, it just depends on what the defense is willing to do. You know, if the defense is going out and creating a short field, you can win. You can win a lot of games like that if they're getting takeaways and stuff. Ultimately, it's their job is to, if they don't score, if the other team don't score, they can't win. So, and they're doing a really good job of embracing that. I know people are up in arms about the offense, but I always try to tell people that, you know, the 2017 Jacksonville Jaguars were not a great passing team. They had Leonard Fournette on offense, and that was it because Blake Bortles was not the answer. But they played really good defense, and I feel like the Browns are really trying to emulate that model right now where they can run the ball really well with Quinshon, and they can play really good defense. So I think they made it all the way to the AFC Championship game playing that style, so why can't the Browns?
If you're looking at this offense – and we're three games in, and you know, look at the free agents who are available and all that stuff. You're not going to fix anything you know, with guys who are looking for a job right now, you might be able to help some spots, but no big fixes. How does this get better? You talked about Quinshon running the game, running the ball, without question. How can the passing game get better with the wide receivers, with the cohesion between whoever's a quarterback and the offensive line, Tyvus? Because clearly there's some issues there.
Well, naturally, it's going to get better. It's off the simple fact that as long as Quinshon keeps running the way he's running, the physicality, making these linebackers have to come up, play action will become a thing. And Joe Flacco is really good at running play action. Kevin Stefanski's system requires you to be able to run play action at a high level, at an effective level. And Quinshon is the driving force behind that. Once these linebackers and these teams realize we have to stop number 10 before he gets going or he could be a problem, that's going to ultimately make these linebackers play a little bit tighter, make them be a little more aggressive. Now you run the play action, then naturally the passing game should come alive. It's just one of those things that is not happening as fast as we would like. It's on the way. It's in the process. How do I know it's in the process? Because if you go back and watch the tape, some of those receivers is open. You know, Joe, for some odd reason, wanted to check the ball down. But if he gets his confidence back and stands in that pocket, some of the stuff down the field is open. So it's not the play calling, it's the execution from the quarterback, and Joe has to be better at that. He has to trust that his offensive line is going to give him enough time to be able to look down the field and make a play.
Let's talk about the offensive line for a second, because you know this is 2 weeks in a row now that you haven't had your starting right and left tackle. Jack Conklin out again, DeJuan Jones getting hurt. We saw Cornelius Lucas get the start. They moved DeJuan to the other side. How much of the issue of the offense is the offensive line?
Well, I think that's something that everybody points to easily because it's an easy thing to do, you know, but I think it's much more complex than that. Is the offensive line great? Not at all. I mean, they have their struggles as well. They get beat sometimes. You got guys that's holding, even guys like Wyatt Teller. I think he had a holding penalty in this game. So it's getting to everybody. But I think that how you can be effective is if you know your offensive line isn't going to hold up, we got to do a better job. These receivers got to win their routes quicker, you know. And if we're going to run short routes and slants and hitches, these guys got to do a better job of winning the route early. So that means the ball can come out. And I think as the game goes on, you start to catch the rhythm for the game. You know, completions equals confidence. Every time you complete the ball, it's more confidence in that quarterback. It's more confidence in that offense. So they need to start off slow, throwing some screens, throwing some slants, and then as the game goes on, let's start spreading it out a little bit. As that run game become more effective, let's start running some play action and hitting those over routes. Let's start running that bang eight. You know, back when Amari Cooper was here, they loved that bang eight. Him and Joe Flacco and Amari Cooper hooked up on that bang eight so many times, it was unbelievable. Jerry Jeudy is of the same ilk. I'm yet to see the bang eight this year, and I'm waiting to see those things. So there's a lot more to Kevin's offense that still needs to be unlocked. And everybody needs to just do their job, and let's get to that point because this defense is doing a great job of keeping them in the game. It's going to win them some games, a lot of games this season, but that offense has to start doing their part.
Tyvus Powell joining us. He's our partner on the Browns Radio Network. Andy pregame with me on postgame. The quarterback situation, Joe Flacco missed some things yesterday. Why? Okay, wide receivers, offensive line, whatever you want to throw in there. If you're the Browns, you just won this football game. How do you approach that position and knowing that your two backup?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Quarterbacks are three games into a professional career.
It's tough because everybody is looking around like maybe we need to make a change, you know? You know what's funny is that last year, last year we could, when Deshaun Watson was the quarterback, we complained about the offensive line. We talked about how Deshaun just doesn't have the time. And you know what's crazy? They made the quarterback change to Jameis Winston, and Jameis was able to stand in the pocket, deliver the ball down the field. Yeah. You know, so he made that offensive line look adequate. Not saying that they were great, but we weren't complaining about the offensive line when Jameis was in there. We was talking about turning the ball over and things like that. So to me, it's like the same thing. You know, if maybe the offensive line would be a little bit better with a guy who's a little bit more mobile, who can maybe avoid some stuff, maybe they can make them look decent. So I think that's something that you got to monitor. If Joe's going to continue to miss things down the stretch, you know, down the field and those reads, I don't understand what's the point of having him in there. You know, the veteran presence is for those moments right there, you know, and I think he's done a great job. He's a great leader in all those things. But at some point, you still need to look at these guys that's behind him. And Dillon Gabriel, it seems like he's ready. Obviously, we had a little sample of what he can do in the Baltimore game at the end in garbage time. But it looked like a guy that had no problem running the offense, getting down the field and scoring, you know. So I think that at some point, you know, if Joe struggles again in this game, I wouldn't say it's out of the question that he even gets pulled in the middle of the Lions game.
What's it like for a team if they happen to rotate quarterbacks? Have you ever seen that work and work really well?
Yeah, actually, I did at Ohio State. You know, in my last year there, we had Cardale Jones was starting quarterback, and offense was fine. And then they would rotate and put JT in, and for some odd reason, the offense clicked just a little bit better. And then midway through the season, they just made the switch to go to JT. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, everybody wants to win the game. Obviously, you want to be the starting quarterback, but if you see that somebody else is doing a little bit better, like you want this team to win, you don't want to be the one to hold them back. It sucks because you want to be the guy, but you got to also understand that you're just not getting it done, and that's just part of the game, you know. So I think that if Dillon does decide to go in there, or Shador, whoever it is, if they decide to go make that switch, I think Joe will be very supportive of it. Obviously, he's not going to be happy about it, but he's going to be supportive of it. And I think that offense is going to be inspired because they want to see what the difference looks like. Can Dillon or Shador actually look that much better? And if they have some success, then I don't think nobody's complaining.
You want to talk about your man, Geno? between him and Denzel yesterday, I thought that, you know, they were outstanding.
Geno is playing some really good ball this year, and it's nice to see him back in his natural position. My only issue with Geno is, how do you not scoop and score, man? I don't understand. We sat there, we watched them block it, right? We the only team that blocked the field goal but didn't return it. I don't understand.
And it was in his lap,
and he falls on it. If anything, you kick the ball or hit the ball forward because you got all the momentum, and the ball is going to get down wherever it is, even if they fall on it. So you're supposed to hit the ball forward if you can't get it, or kick it, accidentally kick it or something, so your guys can run under it. But he got to scoop and score.
You know the difference. You know you want to say
it. Why be good when you can be great?
You know why you want to say. You know what you want to say. That's the difference between what? Northwestern and Ohio State, right? The Buckeyes come up with a scoop and score every year.
I wasn't even going to go there because, you know, this is a contract year. I tell you what, he could have padded his stats. He could have padded his stats on a contract year.
Bring on the Detroit Lions. And I look at what's ahead. Challenges for the defense. I can't wait to see how they respond, Tyvus. And how are teams going to respond now that they've seen three games of this defense on tape?
Oh, the interesting thing is going to be the slot. How are they going to handle the slot? You got J-Mo on the outside, which is speed, speed, speed. And then you got Amon-Ra St. Brown, who plays outside and inside. When he goes in the inside, are we comfortable with Miles Harden being on him? That's the question that I want to know. Are they comfortable with Miles Harden being in the starting lineup in this game? Is this one of those games that we maybe see Dom Jones on the outside and Geno goes back to playing nickel this game just for the simple fact that Amon-Ra St. Brown does a lot of his work in the slot? I think that, to me, is the most interesting thing about this upcoming game, and that's what I'm really excited to see because, I mean, if you can put Miles Harden on there. I mean, obviously, he's a young guy. You know, welcome to the NFL moment, make sure you have some help, make sure he understands where his help is. But you also got guys that's in, you know, you got a guy that's in a contract year that's comfortable playing inside. I'll be interested to see how what those three starting corners look like this week.
We will talk to you next Sunday. Thank you, sir.
So, yeah, go Browns, go Bucks, and go Guards!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too!
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.